Here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your hosts, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, here we are. We were invisible for there for a minute there, Low. Yeah,
we were, but you know what? I got to give a quick shout out to Andrew Jones for that awesome intro.
That's exactly right.
Always appreciate that, man. I never get tired of it. He's doing good work for all of us over here, all the shows.
So. Yeah, he is. He's awesome.
I'm doing well. We got to have him on the show one of these days. But, man, what's up, Pops?
Well, hey, it is Saturday night, so that means it's the Pops and Low Radio Show live right here from Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, this is live right now?
We're live, and we've got all kinds of odd news stories we're going to be talking about.
You know what? I am excited. I'll be honest, though. A little nervous after last week. Wow.
Yeah, we got to get the comments going. But hey, listen, if you want to be a caller, if you got a story to share and you feel it's odd enough, the number is right there in the blue screen at the bottom. It's 602-475-2000.
Rolling across the bottom there.
That's right. 602-475-2000. Or you can use the instant chat. We already have a chat in there. Let's check out what it says. It's Kyle Nussbaum from Washington State. He says, gents, good evening. Great show earlier. He's referring to undrafted GM.
I appreciate that, Kyle. That was, man, these past 2 weeks interviewing Joey Counts, that was awesome. She said, just wait till tonight. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
No. Stop it now. I'm just kidding.
We're getting started already. Katie says, I'm over here, so ready for the odd news.
Well, you guys are in luck tonight. Pop said we've got some stuff, and this week I didn't have a peek, which is good because last week was an accident, but I didn't get any preview this week.
That's right.
But we do want to start off with a little video here.
We do. I've got a video, but before we get into the video, I just want to talk about an upcoming segment that we're going to start.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime mid-February.
Yeah, it'll be in February, right, mid-February.
If you've ever been out to Arizona, you know there's two prominent gas station companies.
The first would be the quickest of trips.
The Quick Trip, a.k.a. the QT.
The QT, the quickest of trips.
And the QT tend to be a little more upscale, a little nicer.
I do prefer the Q-est of T-est.
Right. And then you've got the Circle K's.
Ah, the grunge.
The Circle K's.
The alternative of rock.
Tend to be a little less classy.
Dingy.
Maybe in worse neighborhoods a lot of times.
I mean, hey, right? they're pretty much everywhere, you know?
Right? So you've got the QT, the upscale QT. It's kind of like if you're back at home in Pittsburgh, it's kind of like a Sheets.
Shout out Sheets.
Little shout out to Sheets. And then you've got the Circle K, which is, I don't know.
There's not even comparable.
Not even comparable.
It's like Circle K. No, you know what? There's a comparable. It's like Kmart. Yeah, except for gas stations.
So kind of like the old 7-Eleven gas stations back in the
Burke. Like comparing like Costco and Kmart.
Yes. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be calling these Circle K's and QT's, and we're going to have a little trivia challenge between the two.
So, Pops, just to clarify, are we calling the gas station?
We are calling the gas stations.
And then what
whoever
kind of questions
answers,
are we going to be asking them?
We're just going to be asking trivia questions that just about anybody should know.
Well, hopefully we don't get kicked off the airways for calling and harassing gas station workers. No, but hey,
not harassing. Know. We will get their permission.
I mean, you know.
They don't know that they're going up against another person that answers the phone at another gas station.
She said they have a phone. Well, we know QT does. We don't know about all Circle K's.
That's true.
Dude, maybe we should call some Sheets, too.
Oh, maybe we will. Maybe we'll
have to switch that up sometimes.
Whoever wins the first round, whether it's QT or the Circle K, we will put them up against Sheets the following week.
Yes. And then, maybe we can make this a March Madness of gas stations.
There you go. That'd be great.
Oh, man.
Dave Smith says, sup, boys.
Well, sup to you, sir.
And Bob's on his way, according to Jen. So that's good news.
Oh, no.
That is good news.
Bob was an antagonist last week, Jen.
Well, watching the videos of Bob, watching the videos of us, was just almost more entertaining.
Regional competition.
That's right. Kyle, you'll have to let us know. Katie and Kyle, let us know what the popular gas stations are in the state of Washington.
In the Pacific Northwest, because maybe that's what we should do. It's almost going to be March by the time this kicks off.
Yeah, right.
We'll have our own March Madness of gas station trivia.
That'll be amazing.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to a lot of moving parts, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Lo, you mentioned a video. I have, and I did post this on my Facebook page. So, if you've already seen it, you know what's coming. But
if you don't, disclaimer.
That's right.
It's not political. That's right. It's just funny.
We avoid politics.
Laugh.
On the Pops and Lo radio show because, listen, there's some stooge named John Smith. He's got his own politics show.
Stooge.
And if you want to watch his politics show.
You should.
You should.
Okay. But if you don't, you're an idiot. So there you go.
There you go.
Jag off, idiot, whatever you want to go by.
So Chuck Schumer.
Chuck. Sup, Chuck.
He came out on the Senate floor and he was talking about the upcoming impeachment trial.
He has some words of wisdom.
So he's got some words of wisdom. I want to play a short clip of Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor. Here he is.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
All right, well, there you have it.
So. Oh, man.
Now, wow. Last week it was an insurrection.
And this week, erection.
It's an erection. So that'll probably go down as the stupidest political comment in history. Oh, Kelly says, what about the Wawas?
Jeez, we're missing a lot. Oh, and, there's Bob.
There's Bob.
Freedom boner. America.
Oh, yeah. Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Bob. How are you, sir? I'm glad you're in the room, buddy. You're here just in time for our first news article.
And I hope you're on your best behavior this week, Bob.
That's right. So the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, no. I already know. I didn't
It didn't pass the smell test, according to a report.
It wasn't candles by Jan.
It wasn't candles by Jan.
No.
A quote, this smells like my vagina candle that the actress peddles on Goop exploded into flames in the living room of a UK woman who won the odoriferous product.
Odoriferous.
Odoriferous product at a quiz, the Sun reported. Yeah, so not only does the candle explode, but it smells like
her wow.
Hoo-ha.
Her hoo-ha. Her wawa.
Her wawa.
So, first off, Gwyneth Paltrow, who the hell do you think you are that you deserve that?
Oh.
That you deserve a candle that smells like you and your nether regions.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Gwyneth Paltrow. She's a douche. Who the hell?
Maybe she needs one.
There you go. Wow, I didn't even catch it. Jeez.
The candle had a lady boner.
Jeez. Because here's the thing. Like, in what egocentric world was she like, yeah. And what sick scientist was like, I'm going to need to waft.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, let me.
That's about, no, that's. A little too of a thick smell.
No, does she approve it? Does she? Yeah, you got it right. That's...
She has to. Her name's on it. And it says, that smells like my vagina. Come on.
Now, was that after, like, a long jog?
Yeah.
Was it before?
Quick workout in the gym?
Just out of the shower?
Wafting. I'm saying it's that. There's, like, a great definition for wafting. It's fancifully wafting air into your direction. Oof. Like, come on. Is that an essential oil?
Essential.
God.
That's questionable.
The worst part is, like, of all scents to blow up.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's up there.
See, I was going to buy one.
What does that say about her?
I was going to buy one, but it turned out the one that I actually purchased was the Catholic fish fry.
Oh. Dude, we are 10 minutes into the damn show. Dave, no.
Tuna cat food.
Break me up a piece of that fancy feast. Oh, my God. Goodness.
My kitty cat likes tuna. Or craves. Area craves tuna.
Either way.
Oh, my goodness.
So
the candle exploded. and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere, Jody Thompson, 50, told the outlet. What's a 50-year-old doing with a...
Big Gwyneth Paltrow fan.
Big
Gwyneth Paltrow fan.
You gotta be. Wow.
Jeez.
How about that? Yeah, I wonder if they make anything... You know, who's a popular actor? A guy.
No,
a guy.
We're not going. No, I'm gonna stop... We're done. We're going to move past that line because we're going to get real deep into it here.
This is the George Clooney butthole candle.
Leonardo DiCaprio's undersweat. This is, man, the jockstrap of your favorite NFL player.
Boy, that's nice. I can smell.
I can see that's a Tom Brady-esque move, right? Victoria's Secret drops a line of perfume, just so happened titled... Tom's jock.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room, the media consultant from Kilburn added. Thompson, who lives with her partner, David Snow. I wonder if David Snow gave her the candle.
No, the candle was for David.
Oh, it was for David.
Yeah.
Oh, said they threw the flaming candle out the front door. I could have burned a place down. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back at Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room, she said.
Look, Kelly and Pop said the same thing. The Fromunda said the Fromunda candle. Oh, so now our chat is synced up mentally. Here we go. We're doing well. It.
Paltrow, 48, launched the $75 candle, emitting her private scent in January 2020. 75 bones.
She's the most egotistical prick I've ever heard of. I'm sorry. Oh, my.
75.
Not only do you think a candle is worth the scent of you and your most intimates.
Yes.
You think your most intimates smell... Is $75 worth?
$75 for a candle.
You couldn't pay me $75 to want that.
No, that candle's...
Not from Gwyneth Paltrow, that's for sure.
The candle's a bad deal for free, if you ask me.
I'm saying. That's, you know, not what I'm saying? That's not a gag gift. Better come with a happy ending. Ah, jeez.
Clearly, Bob and Kelly have the same thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's right. A $75 candle better come,
yeah, better
with come something. With
Gwyneth Paltrow in person.
Ugh.
For the... Jeez.
Well, when you were growing up, were you a big dinosaur fan?
Wait, we're transitioning from that to my youth?
Yeah. Did you see how smooth it was?
From Gwyneth Paltrow's underswell to my childhood? What the hell? I had to call you out on that. We're not just going to let me talk about your most innocent childhood memory. Did you like dinosaurs? How much did you? Wow.
I mean.
What was your favorite stuffed animal? Like, come on.
No, but this leads into the story, the second story.
Well, you know what? I'm going to spin it on you. Here's a sentimental moment for you.
Right.
One of the first memories I have of Pops was playing with a Jurassic Park racetrack.
Ah.
Do you remember with the little,
the little Tyco dude.
That's right. You and young Jakester.
Oh, wait. Katie says, oh, no, Riker loves dinosaurs. I don't even want to know what's coming next.
That's my thing. You know what always, every week I'm suspect of? How long does Pop take to put these in some sort of sick chronological order in his mind? Because there was no smooth transition, people. That's what I want to know. We've children's parents watching.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I'm glad Riker loves dinosaurs. That's good information. However, you probably want to maybe hide him from this article. I don't know. You know,
she said that doesn't go with the theme of the show. No more sentimental look backs. You're going to have to keep it pushing. Oh, my God.
That's right. So back to my question. When you were a kid, were you a dinosaur fan? I mean, did you like...
As much as the next.
Do you remember going to the museum and seeing fossils?
Sure. Yeah. Velociraptors, right. T-Rexes, right? The normal jazz.
The normal fossils.
We used to go to Carnegie.
That's right.
Yeah,
Carnegie. That's right. Yep. They had all the dinosaurs there down in Oakland. So in a recent journal published on Tuesday called Current Biology.
Oh, no.
Scientists have discovered new insights into a dinosaur's sex life with the help of a very well-preserved dinosaur's butthole fossil. How do you go on? What? How do you keep the show going?
What happened to this show? What happened? When did we get here?
We don't make the news.
We just report the news. This is... Wow. And you know what, Jen? I think, I'll be honest, when I signed up to do this podcast and start this network...
Yeah, that's right.
This was not the goal. But you are right. This is full, unadulterated, we are over 40 on a Saturday night kind of show.
That's right. So
he said Land of the Lost. Oh, God.
We took the fast track.
Jeez. You said of all things for them to find.
They found a very well-preserved dinosaur's butthole.
Jeez.
Fossil.
The anus and scrotum of a dinosaur. Jeez.
I wonder if they made a candle out of that.
Jeez. The prehistoric anus is what they would title that. Right.
Barney's butthole.
The butthole before time or something. Jeez.
Boy, that smells nice. Right. What do you call that?
Littlefoot's backside. Jeez.
In the journal finding, scientists have commented that through the study of a fossilized butthole, that's what it says. No. I didn't make it up. It says butthole. It is evident that dinosaurs had a distinctive cloaca. Cloaca. Is that what it, I don't know how to say that word.
I think we get it.
Jen's a nurse. How do you say that? How do you pronounce that?
The Assosaurus. Oh,
the
man.
The Assosaurus. Very good. Very. We took the fast track. Oh, there we go. We already read that one. Yeah. So, dinosaur has a very distinctive cloaca.
She said we watched The Land Before Time this morning. You remember that? That was that cartoon Disney movie about the dinosaurs.
We'll never be able to look at it the same.
Oh, man. Cloaca. There you go.
Cloaca.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kelly.
You even did the phonetical typing, so that way we were, you know, us dummies could read it.
A very distinctive cloaca. There it is. Cloaca. Oh, look at how Kyle did it,
well,
too.
He's the medic. Come on,
he
man.
Is the med. Oh, that's right. That's just right.
We got all these highly qualified professionals in our chat. By the way, I'm watching all these comments, people. It's cancel culture out here. Be careful.
Chickens have the same thing.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Distinctive cloaca.
All about the nether regions of not only Gwyneth Paltrow, but also prehistoric animals and chickens.
Oh, and here we got Jen. Here we got, oh, Colaquawa. Whoa, I don't know about that.
Hey, we're not the pros.
The Wawa.
I'm going to stick with the anus.
The anus, the butthole. Very distinct butthole, which they used for defecation. We probably assumed that.
Didn't need any context there. Fact,
that's what I used mine for.
I would say, you know what? That's something me and dinosaurs have in common.
Birds in general. Well, thank you very much, David. Appreciate that. Man. Yeah, so they used it for defecation, urination, and mating. It was a highly used
orifice. Diverse orifice, very, yes.
Very highly used.
Diverse. No, no, Katie, no. We're going to have to title this 18+. Riker Hurd is talking about dinosaurs and he brought them out to play. Oh, my God.
Turn it upside down and see what it is.
How lifelike is this?
It should be very distinctive.
We're going to need, oh, God, there's 10 people in here watching this right now. I apologize to all of you.
Well, I'm glad you're all here, though.
I don't. You picked it. All right. That's we're allowed to do whatever the hell we want.
And if you want to be on the show, the number is 602-475-2000. If you've got an interesting story to tell
about dinosaur anus
or any anus,
or if you purchased the Gwyneth Paltrow Nether Regions candle.
Yeah. Oh, see, they left as soon as they came. Right. Good for them.
In there them. And out of there. They heard anus and they left. Said, this is too much for me on a Saturday.
While the real way dinosaurs mate and the process of the intercourse is still unclear, paleontologists now have a lead in investigating the sex life of dinosaurs.
Kyle said they are sans cloaca. Ah, wow. That is, you need to get a more anatomically correct dinosaur toy.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Now you know what to make.
Yeah, exactly. So, Kyle, right. Get on it. Take the drill in your house and just, there you go.
The fossil was recovered from North China. You know, it was found in China. They probably tried to eat it.
Oh, God.
Make soup out of it.
Wow. Jeez. COVID-19 strain 6.
It belongs to a Psittacosaurus.
Dude, why are we even trying these medicines?
I'm assuming the P is silent.
Sure.
I'm assuming the P is silent. A dinosaur similar in size to the Labrador. Like a...
Wait, a dog?
A dog.
A dog-sized dinosaur?
Yeah.
Is what... First
of all... Oh, hey, listen to this. We do have smart people. We've got the smartest people in the room. It says, while many birds and reptiles contain a cloaca...
Cloaca?
However you pronounce it.
Anus.
We were talking about chickens earlier.
Right.
The one found in dinosaur remains distinctive in appearance and employed several ways to attract mates. Yeah, Jacob Vinther, a paleontologist at the University of Bristol School of Earth Sciences, described that the V-shaped vent or cloacula, cloaca, similar to that of crocodiles, had high levels of melanin, is why it had a distinguishable color. The lobes surrounding the cloaca have been associated with a distinctive odor too, and both the color and scent from the multi-purpose butthole served as a signal to attract mates.
They're using all these terms. Cloaca, cloaca,
shake that cloaca.
But check out that butthole. That's how they ended this very in-depth article. Shake that cloaca. Jeez, it's the holy trinity of different names of butthole. God. Anus, cloaca, and butthole.
And butthole.
Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes I just wonder why I even get out of bed.
Strictly to learn about the fact that dinosaurs and chickens have the same butthole.
The fossil currently displayed at the Schneckenburg Museum of Natural History...
Because what other museum would it be at?
Yeah.
What does the Schneckenburg have down there? Oh, they have dinosaur buttholes.
Buttholes. Shows the dinosaur defecating from the hole.
Good.
Yeah.
Because what else did I need other than a visual representation of how it works?
Now, did the dinosaurs have more of like a dog-like poop? Or was it more like a deer-like poop?
I don't know. They were talking about V-shape. I don't know how that would happen.
So could it be like little pellets?
Right, pellets.
Or was it a big log?
I mean, I don't think a T-Rex is dropping pellets, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't know if that's in the same category as the Cloacosaurus.
Right.
Like, Cloacosaurus. Bob said cloaca is German for booty, so there you go. Their booty hole. Jeez. We're down the hole now. We're down a rabbit hole.
No, it's close.
You're right.
I don't think rabbits have the cloaca.
You're right.
The chicken.
Oh, man. And down a chicken hole. We are acutely aware we continue to say it incorrectly. We just, you know.
I don't know.
That's what we're here for.
While the shape and construction of the cloaca opens doors to explore the mating habits of the ancient inhabitants, it was still challenging for paleontologists to identify the sex of the dinosaur, which can only be found out from features inside the cloaca, which unfortunately were not recognizable in the remains.
Katie is the comment of the day.
Like Ranger Rob's bag.
Those commercial. Pet poopy bags for all your T-Rex disposable needs.
That big pile.
The Cloacosaurus.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go.
Destroyed stuff. God.
Well, we talked about vaginas and buttholes so
far.
Yeah,
so we're on the lower orifices. Are we moving anywhere north of the waist?
Well, no, but...
no?
No, we're out. We're no longer talking about body parts.
No more anatomy.
At least for now.
Right.
Yeah, at least I don't know about the rest.
He said cloaca is Italian for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, my goodness.
She said, are we still on the cloaca?
Oh, we're still talking about it.
No, I'm saying we're always going to be there.
Well, this one, this is from Oklahoma. Now, keep in mind, and we will be traveling through Oklahoma on the way to Pittsburgh. We're right. Leaving, by the way, for those of you in Pittsburgh, we are leaving here, my wife and I, that is, Thursday evening, and we shall be arriving in Pittsburgh sometime on Saturday. So,
breaking news.
Clear your schedules. We may even do a show live from Pittsburgh.
From the Berg.
We'll just have to tune you in via...
The Zim. or StreamYard.
StreamYard. That's right.
Shout out StreamYard.
All right. So Oklahoma, keep in mind, 20% of Oklahomans actually voted for the Tiger King.
That's right.
To be the governor.
That's right.
That's right. Wow. Yeah. So if you keep track of the odd news, what's his name?
Throwback.
What was his name?
Tiger King. Yeah. What's it? Blonde hair.
Joe Exotic. Yeah. There you go. Joe Exotic. Yeah. Well, an Oklahoma state representative introduced a bill that would establish a hunting season for one of the state's most infamous species, the Bigfoot. There will be a hunting season for Bigfoot in Oklahoma.
Okay, quick PSA.
Yeah.
If any of you tuned in for our New Year's Eve, okay, I'm sorry. That was terrible. And if you tuned in for the New Year's Eve, you heard more about Bigfoot than you probably wanted to.
That's right. Well, yeah,
and that wasn't our doing. But we're going to talk about him today.
That's right. So, yeah, Bigfoot, you can now hunt Bigfoot in Oklahoma. Representative Justin Humphrey, he's a Republican from District 19, introduced a bill to the state legislature that would allow or would call on the Oklahoma Wildlife Commission to designate a Bigfoot hunting season.
Yeah, we're going to need a tag for how many Bigfoot you can get. Come on, you jerk. Does Bigfoot have a cloaca similar to the Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I bet he uses it to poop.
I bet he does, too. Defecation is probably definitely in that definition.
And he's pounding out the big log. He's not.
Ain't no pellets there. Bigfoot, big pellets, you know?
Yeah. Right. You know what they say about animals big with big feet?
Right. Hey. Bigfoot, big defecation is what we were going for there.
The mythical ape has been the subject of numerous sightings in southern Oklahoma for years, and the region hosts an annual Bigfoot festival for fans of the cryptid. Quote, the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission shall promulgate rules establishing a Bigfoot hunting season. The commission shall set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees. See, there's where it is. This is why this guy's brilliant. This is going to bring in millions of dollars.
Millions?
Into the Oklahoma. People from all over the world, they're going to come to Oklahoma to get a Bigfoot hunting license. Now, what they're not thinking about is how many people, like hairy people like me,
right,
will get shot.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be definitely some, Bob said he is the hide-and-seek king. And that's the thing.
He is.
You know, the fact that he's mythical plays nothing into the fact that these people are still going to come get the license. Now, you made a good point. They're going to do it even just for a touristy thing.
Just for a touristy
just
thing.
Just to say, hey, we should do it.
I don't see why not.
Whoa.
Maybe as
I'm hang that bad boy right up here.
Maybe as I'm passing through, I can grab myself a Bigfoot hunting license.
Hails to the air.
What if they sell it at Kmart? Or Walmart? I'll have to check it out.
Don't go to Kmart.
Are we missing calls? No, we're not.
I don't believe so. Nobody ever calls us.
Not even paying attention.
Nobody ever calls us other than Jacob. Drunk last week.
That's right. Jacob did call. He was a little bit inebriated. The bill, if passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, will take effect November 1st.
Well, good to know that if I need my Bigfoot. Now, I did hear an odd news story this week about
I might have hit the camera.
If you can no longer see us, tell us. Just kidding. You can see us. Yeah. There was actually a town up in Alaska that's completely abandoned.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, and it's like, I mean, it's out there. And he said you should only be able to use a BB gun. Bigfoot. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, Jen, stop it.
What'd she say? You know what they say about the size of the foot in comparison to...
Yeah, that was your comment.
That was.
Yeah, you remember? Because she... Yeah. Yep, and then she had the heart eyes emoji. We're not going to... PG. At least PG-13.
We're talking Alaska.
Yeah, there's a town in Alaska.
Yeah.
And it's been completely abandoned because they had several attacks of a animal that they believe to be a variation of Bigfoot.
Really?
Yeah. But I guess it's been abandoned for years. But I want to say this was back in like the 50s. So, well, hey, maybe Alaska needs to get into the licensure too.
What a better place to live than like an abandoned town if you're Bigfoot.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Town to yourself, you got lots of room.
That's right.
Pellets everywhere.
So sticking with the animal theme, and boy, we're cruising through these odd news stories. Maybe we need to slow down a little bit.
Nah, we just need to, you know what? Let's cruise through them, and then we'll have some free-ranging sessions.
Well, we do got to do a couple ads,
that's too. What we're missing.
Yeah, that's what it was, right? And let's see here. Let's scroll up, talk amongst yourselves.
I'll just talk to myself.
And let's we'll do a couple spots. We do have to pay the bills. Give me 30 seconds to talk about the Espinoza Group, a group within the real estate firm in Gilbert, Arizona. Sherry says, what many agents don't take into account is that it's not just the house itself that dictates how we go about marketing and selling it. That's why in my career in real estate for over 20 years, I've developed systems, processes, and resources specific to each different situation you might be in. Visit their website at www.azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, SHERI.com. Or you can visit their office at 1521 East Elliott Road, suite number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85234. Experience the difference. If you're looking for specialized or custom engraved gifts, you've got to check out Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Nut Tree Designs Company offers numerous handcraft items that create long-lasting memories made from family heirlooms. Their most popular item is a custom cutting board with family handwritten recipes engraved on them to preserve those long-standing delicious favorites. This is not all they can do, so make sure you check out their Etsy store and let your imagination wander. The link to the Nut Tree Designs Company will be below this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, it will be in the description of the podcast. Check them out, Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Give me a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Gray Feather Farm. Phyllis wrote back on December 22nd, by far the best products I've ever bought. Don't waste your money on drugstore products that don't do what they say they will do. Shipping is always extremely fast. Can't say enough good things. Highly recommend everything Jennifer sells. Guys, February's coming up and you know what that means. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. So if you missed out on these products for Christmas for that favorite little lady in your life, make sure you get some for Valentine's Day. Place your orders now. Go to the link below this video or go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to the sponsors area and click Gray Feather Farm. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Now back to the show. All right. So there's a great comment here from Jen. I want to get into this. Oh, but no. But before we do, Nut Tree Designs, I saw on Facebook or somewhere that they're actually making the Bernie meme guy.
Yeah, they have that new product.
As keychains.
Yep, and that is fantastic.
It is amazing. And the fact that, and I think it was Katie that pointed this out, she's actually profiting through capitalism,
right,
by selling a socialist.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to get some of those for your show.
That's right. So capitalism will always outdo socialism. It's just
America.
It just will. Oh, all right. So we've got this from Jen. She says, did you know the size of your elbow to wrist is the same size as your shoe? Let's see if it's valid. Well, I don't have shoes on, Jen, but
he's
I do
got
have
the slips.
I do have some slippers on.
Oh gosh.
So let's try the theory here. So now look, it's exactly right.
Oh geez.
Did you ever know that?
I've heard it before in some other contexts.
And by the way, the distance from my elbow to my wrist is very long, by the way. Just putting it out there.
I am going to quit this show, people. Mark my words. I will quit. I will be done here.
Huh. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what I meant by that. So,
for legal purposes, we updated the product as a donation, a nonprofit organization, says Kyle.
Oh, really?
Check out our Instagram for the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
Shout out Nacho Libre.
That's right. Have you ever been to Key West?
No.
Or the Facebook page. Thank you very much. Well, apparently in Key West, there's a lot to do down there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it is the furthest south, I think.
Right. And this is Flo Rida.
In Florida, that's correct.
Yep.
Nice size 6 slippers, Bob says.
6.5, you jerk.
That's in Bigfoot size.
Right.
It's a little different.
He said it's also extra wide. Just to... Look, if we're going to play the game, I'm playing the game. All right.
Moving on. That's why I wear the New Balance tennis shoe.
To the Grill Masters, as they call them.
That was a good one, Bob.
You know what, Bob? We're keeping an eye on you, buddy.
That's right. Yeah. I'll see if I do meet you, if you guys do come to Pittsburgh while we're there.
We'll compare shoe sizes.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Maybe I'll stuff my size 6 right up here. What's it called?
Your cloaca. Dave says we'll have a fact checker on that. Hey, Shell. Oh, my God. This is getting out of hand.
This just got deleted by an independent fact checker on Facebook.
It's about to be deleted by me here in a
second. Oh, we will, Jen says.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that should be interesting. You know, because...
You know what? You guys can do it in the Sheets parking lot, all right? Just compare it out there. Answer them some trivia.
Man on the street. So, all right. So, speaking, Key West.
Okay, right. It's back to Florida.
It's a little... Yeah, there's a, I guess, a chain of islands they call the Keys.
Right.
And you can drive there. It's a road the whole way there. And it's beach, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things going on. Might be a little bit... You know, there's a lot of... people that putt from the rough that hang out there.
Epstein. Right?
Tubin. Maybe Tubin.
Jeffrey Tubin.
Jeffrey Tubin's hanging out down there.
Right.
Ask him about the wingspan. I think it just might be be longer than Dave's.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what this means.
You know what?
So anyway, back to Key West. They're having a problem with feral chickens.
Feral chickens.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So if you've ever been to Key West, you'll have to confirm, but apparently...
They just come up out of the ocean?
Feral chickens run free in Key West. Just one of those things that keep the southernmost city charmingly weird.
And we also know that these feral chickens as well have cloaca.
Cloacas.
Right.
That's right. Cloacas. Distinct. Cloacas.
Yes, distinct.
Distinct.
Distinctly dinosaurish.
But what's delightful here and there becomes a nuisance when they're everywhere. See what they did there? With the population getting out of hand, city commissioners are now taking action. Not by hunting like they are the Sasquatch in Oklahoma.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch down the fixings for a massive tailgate party, but by going after their human enablers.
Oh, so yeah. This is an issue of the feeders.
The feeders.
All the Epsteiners are out there feeding the chickens.
That's right. And Jeffrey Tubin. They're making it illegal to feed the free roaming birds.
I'm not going to allow Jen in our chat room anymore here,
What's
Bob's.
She saying? I have a feral chicken. It's Bob's rooster. I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do. Moving on. Yeah. Feral chickens in the Keys. Yeah, you know, it's a coincidence. Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Tubin.
Uh-oh. A lot of Jeffreys.
Uh-oh. I'm not liking the name Jeffrey here.
Yeah, now I... Anyway. Yeah. So, did you know chickens don't wear jock straps?
I didn't personally attest to that, but I could have guessed and checked.
Yeah, it's because their pecker is on their face.
Ah.
And they don't have lips. They have colloculus, or whatever it's called. Cal-awakening?
Yeah, you know what? The C word that also means anus.
Butthole.
Right.
They have buttholes. It's illegal to feed chickens that are free roaming. An ordinance unanimously approved on a first reading Wednesday said the Florida city's feral chickens can, quote, carry and spread diseases, destroy property, and cause copious amounts of fecal deposits on public property.
He was.
The chickens say.
Any cock will do. Oh my God. You know what? Dave, you've officially been upgraded to the official writer for the Pops and Low radio show.
That's right. And trust me, we need one.
Yeah. Jeez.
We need a writer.
Edging over in a psychotic area right now.
That's right. You're right about that, Lo. People who feed them would be punished with fines of $250 per day for first violation and $500 per day for repeat offenders under the ordinance, which now awaits a second vote, the Miami Herald reported.
So these people are living not only in one of the most luxurious places in the world, they're busy feeding feral chickens.
Feral chickens.
And these rich, beyond all belief, people are getting fined $200.
Yeah, or $500 the next day for repeat offenders. Wait, I get banned? Dave gets upgraded? Did we ban Jen?
You know, I'd mentioned banning Jen because she had mentioned, you know, Wingspan, Rooster, Bob. You know, but
Gotcha.
I'm not about the cancel culture here, people. I encourage things other than the cancel culture.
That's right.
We don't like comedy.
Nobody gets banned from the Pops and Low Radio Show.
That's not true. There will be, you know, certain people. AOC, you know.
That's right.
Loaded. You know what? I revoke it. Okay. I also have the power to do that. So it's revoked. You're free and clear. Continue on the journey. Keep it up with the comments.
That's right. Well, that's okay, Jen. Because
it's been overturned.
It's been overturned. Yes. We took a vote 2-0.
Yeah,
a unanimous vote. Unanimous votes, you cannot feed the chickens, and you cannot ban Jen.
There you go. So 2-2.
Right there. And you cannot feed Jen.
Oh, you know what? I mean,
not a lot of feed
anyways,
Jen.
So.
These chickens are fat with little trouble finding meals. Tourists feed them popcorn and French fries, and some locals buy huge bags of bird feed for them. The fowl have a feast, said City Commissioner Clayton Lopez, who sponsored the measure. They can pick and choose better than we can what we eat off their plate. I don't know what this guy's trying to say. Patricia in Ebels, her name is, an assistant Monroe County attorney, said her neighbor feeds them several times a day, resulting in droppings on their stairs, handrails, cars, and other surfaces, the Herald reported. Well, I hate to tell you this, but even if you stop feeding the chickens, they're still going to find food and they're still going to poop.
Probably all over your handrails.
That's what the colloquium is for. You're not gonna stop. You're not going to let a good colloquium go to waste.
We're going to have Siri or whatever say it to us 50 times before it ever sticks. Because, man.
Nothing sticks up here anymore.
And mind you, we both have varying degrees in college, so it just goes to show you what good education gets.
I will say this, though. There are feral chickens sauntering all around the South. And there's a slew of them.
Oh, damn it.
There's a slew of chickens sauntering. Patricia Ebels, I think we already said her. We have done everything we can as neighbors to try to get her to stop feeding the chickens. We started reaching out to code and learned that there was no ordinance. Charles Malta said his street has been invaded by chickens. The population has literally exploded. They're being fed, and when you ask anybody to stop, it's like you're asking them for their firstborn. It's a heated thing on both sides. The city's wild chickens don't need help finding food, Tom Sweets, executive director of the Key West Wildlife Center, told the newspaper. The island is a bug-rich environment for them.
See, that's funny. That's what Jen just brought up. She said chickens eat bugs. Have you seen how many bugs in the South?
That's right.
Because that's the thing. There is bugs in
the South. Oh, and they're juicy. Oh. They're not like out here.
They suck half the blood out of your freaking arm.
That's right. And if you've ever driven through the South.
Jeez, they'll smack you in the face.
All over the windshield. I mean, they're enormous.
Yeah, you can't walk without hitting one.
That's right. That is exactly right. Nothing is worse for the chickens than feeding them, Sweet said. I've never seen a skinny chicken in Key West unless it's sick or injured.
He said this sounds like a Hitchcock film in the making.
That's right. There's really not a need. They're quite capable of taking care of themselves. Well, there you have it. So that's about it.
If you needed your breaking chicken news, that's what we're here for.
Just so you know, the feeding ban does not apply to chickens kept in coops or pens. Do you know why a chicken coop only has two doors? Do you know this?
Why?
If it had four, it would be a chicken sedan.
Damn it. We're done. Crumple that up right away. Moving on.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right. Well,
she said if you feed them, they won't eat the bugs. Therefore, more bugs.
That's right. God's Let the chickens feast.
Earth. Let us feast on the chickens.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, Bob says, why did the chicken cross the road?
Because I stopped feeding him.
Because I stopped.
Just choke them and they'll go away. Choke the chicken.
Jeez. Choking.
I'm done here.
Chicken. I bet there's a lot of chickens being choked.
Stop it.
Down in Key West.
My God.
What Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, he likes to frequent that part of the country.
Dave said, what did he say? All the chickens say, any cock will do.
Any cock will do.
Yep, any cock will do.
Well, off the animals. I think we've been on animals this whole...
No, we've been on one topic this whole time. And buttholes? It's been all, yeah, all vaginas, sorts of anuses and...
Buttholes.
Sexual nature.
Well, here we go. Police impersonator arrested after stealing a donut from a Lehigh convenience store.
A single donut?
Stealing a donut.
You said who stole it? The policeman?
An impersonator.
Ah. Said, I'm a cop. I need my donuts.
Investigators say a tip from a convenience store clerk. And who knows, we may contact this person in our trivia challenge.
We should try to.
Yeah, right?
Number of police or not police that have been arrested in your specific location for theft of donuts.
Yeah, how many convenience stores are in Lehigh? And where is Lehigh? Probably Ohio, I think.
Man.
I don't know. Investigators say a tip from a convenience store clerk about a stolen donut led them to arrest a man accused of impersonating a police officer. The tip came in from a 7-Eleven. They're still out there.
That's who we could compare a Sheetz or a Wawa to is a 7-Eleven. Because, you know, it's terrible. 7-Eleven's even barely a gas station anymore.
Oh, I've got the address. 850 East Main Street in Lehigh.
So we're calling them.
They will be on the board.
Calling them. And by the way, Kyle, great, great comment. And I own it 100%. He said it was just anatomy until you took it there, Lo. Simple science. We're not discussing anything of a sexual nature. Just anatomy.
Just anatomy.
We're an upper echelon. We're a QT to a Circle K here, people.
Bob says, is there a chicken choking ordinance? You just can't do it on your Zoom call.
You almost made me drop the F-bomb. There better be. Yeah. God. For all them down there.
Just don't be doing it on the Zoom call.
Oh, man.
Jeffrey Toobin. So the tip came in from 7-Eleven, 850 East Main Street in Lehigh on Sunday. According to an arrest report, police were told that a man wearing a sheriff's deputy jacket had stolen a donut earlier in the day and left in a white Ford truck.
Now, I need to know how it went down. Did he walk in, grab a donut, and bounce out? That's boring. If he walked in, walked to the register, and was like, I'm a cop, and then walked out, I get it.
That's right.
That would make sense why you're dressed up as a cop then.
Yeah, because free donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's not a bad gig.
It isn't. And there's nothing like a hot donut.
Hey, you know what? Toobin claims he was multitasking.
He should have just, well.
Nope.
There's nothing he could have done.
Yeah.
Nothing he could have done.
Should have just nothing.
You know, CNN still hasn't fired the guy. I know the newspaper he worked for did. They canned him.
Oh, good. So,
CNN still has him on leave. Yeah, they still have him on leave.
The national syndicate still paying him.
But we won't here at the Pops and Low Show. We're not going to let people forget about Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, Jeffrey Toobin, you creep.
Lehigh police looked at the surveillance video of the truck and then tracked it down to a nearby motel parking lot. Officers were told it belonged to a 47-year-old Daniel Mark Wright, who was staying in a room at the motel. I'm sure it's a classy joint.
Probably one of them sex hotels like last week.
Ooh, the sex hotel.
Right. That's right. Why he went for the donut.
Hey, at least he went for the donut.
Right? Couldn't afford the rest of the hot dog. Mini bar.
Officers, you know, you can actually apply for the hot dog, the Wienermobile.
Right. We talked about the Wienermobile last week.
And we talked about a donut mobile.
We did. Wow.
See how circle. Everything just comes full circle?
Full circle.
Like a donut.
Jeez. Jeez. Jeffrey Toobin.
See, we do need a writer for the show.
Yeah.
Because this show is just... Because then we start
getting into our own thoughts.
It's painful.
And then you guys are just there.
It's painful.
Yeah, and that's... You guys are chance for sticking through this. It's crazy.
Officers knocked on the door and made contact with Wright as he opened the door and was asked to step outside. A female was also inside of the bedroom and was identified as Christian Olson. While the door was open, I observed the green Salt Lake County Sheriff's jacket hanging in the entryway. Okay, so this is Salt Lake. Lehi.
Okay.
Lehi.
Wow.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
The book of, is there a book of Lehi? I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know. In the Mormon faith.
I was going to say.
In the Mormon faith.
Less than familiar with that one, but I do believe you are correct.
That's right. A Lehi police officer wrote in the arrest report, Wright admitted he was at the 7-Eleven, but refused to answer any questions about the truck, which officers determined was stolen. Police arrested Wright for impersonating a police officer, receiving a transfer of stolen vehicle, and theft. Olson was arrested for receiving or transfer of a stolen vehicle. Investigators have connected Olson and Wright to the arrest of Aldoberto Ozeda. Okay, there you go. Whoever. Who was arrested over the weekend after a 60-mile pursuit across Salt Lake and Utah counties. Arrest documents allege the trio is involved in extensive criminal activity, including vehicular burglary and vehicular theft. The arrest report also states Wright, Olson, and Ozeda are under federal racketeering investigation.
Whoa, all this from a damn donut?
No mention of Mopri.
All this from the donut.
All that because you had to steal a freaking donut.
You're thinking Book of Eli. Great movie.
Great movie. That was.
That was a great movie. That was a good
Book of Lehi.
There you go.
Yeah, so it required a Circle K.
Kelly, she said, I am certain the circle jerk, oops, I meant the Circle K, has a chicken choking ordinance, Bob. He said, it's required at Circle K.
It is required.
She said, wait, there's a 7-Eleven in Utah?
Apparently. You know, they still have 7-Elevens here.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, but that's the thing, they're not even gas stations.
No, they're just little convenience stores.
They're not even, and I mean, they're not really convenient.
No, and they're typically in the hood.
I'll be honest, if I had to go to a Circle K or a 7-Eleven, I might pick Circle K.
It all depends on what part of town.
Nah, but, see, either way, it's bad.
So again, just to kind of reiterate, if you weren't here at the beginning of the show, we're going to be having a trivia challenge. It's going to start right here in Arizona. We're going to have Circle K versus the QT, or Quick Trips.
The quickest of trips.
That's right. Now, the Quick Trip is a little higher end gas station.
Classy broad.
Than the Circle K.
Right.
The Circle K often smells like a bathroom.
Lady of the streets.
It smells like women of the street, lady of the night. It's oft, like the candle. It smells like
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow's candle.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Circle K. I'm not even going to give a comparison to the other one.
Wait, where's, she already read that. But yeah so we're going to have they're going to compete.
So we're also going to be doing some other fun stuff too we'll have to talk about.
That's right. So we're planning to do some men on the street type of stuff.
Yes.
And this will be interesting because we're going to go, we're not going to go live, but we're going to video some man on the street and we're going to get to the bottom of like lifelong
debates.
One of which.
Coke or Pepsi? You're wrong. It's Coke.
Yeah. And it's going to be called Prove Me Wrong. Pepsi's better. Prove Me Wrong.
Right. So I think you guys are kind of understanding the premise. We're purposely going to pick the wrong thing to let people argue.
Toilet paper goes under. Prove me wrong.
It doesn't. I just found out some horrifying news, guys. My mom believes toilet paper goes under.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Shelly is a under toilet paper person. Dr. Pepper or die, says Kyle.
Wow, Coke, that's a classic Kyle Nussbaum trick. Quote right there. Katie says, are you going to do a live on the road drop-in gas station trivia? Dude, man on the street on the road. Whoa, Katie, you are new director of marketing.
Oh, that's a good idea. Over.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie says over.
Yes, 100%.
I don't think so. I think you got to go under because
you're just
it
saying
tears
that.
Easier.
No one has an issue tearing toilet paper.
And okay, this Jennifer says she can prove it.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay, well, you elaborate. Don't just say you can prove it and leave us hanging.
Yeah, because this is going to be part of our prove us wrong. Okay, Kelly says go over as well.
We've had too many lawyers say that this year, that they can prove it and then left us hanging.
Wait a minute. Katie says I got you, meaning...
she's the director of marketing. She's willing to do that for us.
Oh, gotcha. I see. Okay.
Because after her idea, that was a great idea.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, so we're going to be proving things like... We're going to find out...
Maybe Pops and Lo needs to do a road show. Maybe we need to go traveling here in the great state of Arizona, maybe up north or something.
All right.
And go do some man on the street all about.
all about.
Yeah, we need to go all over because this is staying sedentaries, you know.
Yeah.
Really stumping the growth.
It is stumping the growth, but we've got all kinds of things. It is a new year. It is 2021. And whether, you know, I mean, we've got to expand a little bit. Okay, so remember when they used to have printing on toilet paper or paper towels?
Yes, I do remember that. Bounty. Bam.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Elaborate. Okay. Okay.
So when you pull it out, if it's an under, it's maybe it's backwards.
Right.
Is that what you're...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's nothing on the under. Right. They only printed on the top. They didn't print on the bottom.
They print on the top.
See.
Interesting. You know what's
funny? We that's might a good need question. To interview a toilet paper exec. We should reach out to an executive of a toilet paper company and be
someone's
like,
someone's got
to
make it.
Somebody has to. Somebody has to know the rules.
The don't squeeze the Charmin guy.
See?
Well, it was only on one side, the side where the TP goes over. Okay.
And I rest
that's
my case.
A pretty good argument.
Booyah. That, see, Jen, we are 100% in agreement.
Well, maybe that'll be our argument when we go out on the streets.
You know what? If you guys have other ideas for great debates, post it in the comments.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it.
That's
because
right.
Because we need... we want all the debates like that. Think of all the debates you've had in your life. Like, hey, is anything better than Heinz ketchup? No, there's no other ketchup than Heinz ketchup. Hunt's is a joke.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Bob.
No, Bob, take it back. You're
thank
wrong.
You very much.
No, the makers make it how it should be made.
No.
Bob.
Maybe that particular maker just liked it over. Or that's when it gets printed. It's got to get printed on the outside.
Kyle, if you say it's common sense and then you say it's under... We're going to fight.
It said that we have to have this argument. It's common sense.
Over.
I don't think so, Kyle.
Finish it, Kyle. End it all right now, here.
Kyle is a Dr. Pepper or Die guy.
Yes, he is.
But I got to ask, what about Mr. Pibb?
Nah, it's not the same.
It is very much, it's identical.
It is not identical. It tastes completely different.
It's just less educated.
Ah, jeez. It is the cute, or the circle K to the QT. Over.
Oh, no, over. Ah.
For the win.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
All right. So, yeah, so we're going to be doing questions like that because, you know, all these people, they go out onto the street. The man on the street.
They know the best.
Well, no. You go out on, these people go out, like these YouTubers, all right, and they do everything is serious, right?
Yeah,
it's all these political stuff.
How do you feel about the world as it currently stands? I don't give a damn.
Yeah, and they talk about things that, you know, is going on and, you know, they want to be serious. Well, we're taking it to the point. Pibb is okay, but being from Texas, it's Dr. Pepper or nothing.
Yep, I'm saying. Yeah, it's
yes,
over,
low.
Period. Period.
Period.
It's unacceptable under. Like, if I go to a house where it's under, I'm like, these people don't care about life.
That's right.
They have no priorities.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
It's that's right.
Like, you don't take your hand towels and flip them upside down and throw them under the thing. Like, you just don't.
That's right.
Like, man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, yeah, so we're going to be doing that type of stuff. I don't know where we're going to find the time or how we're going to do this, but I will tell you, it's in the plans. Now, that's why we're going to start with... Yeah, we're going to start with the trivia because we can do that right from here.
Yep, right.
Yeah, in fact.
Right from aquí.
That's right.
Which is Spanish for here.
Who's got a good trivia question?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll even try to talk amongst yourselves.
I always talk amongst myself. Argument between Coke or Pepsi. I'm saying it's Coke, period. Okay, and look, I don't mind Pepsi. I just, if you're going to pick one, Coke it is. Okay. It's like the Whopper versus the Big Mac, you know.
That's right.
And I'll be honest, I like Big Macs, but Whopper, okay? Yeah, exactly. Pibb is like picking Hunt's over Heinz. Nothing is better than Heinz ketchup. If you have Hunt's, I don't even like your restaurant anymore. Let's see. That's a great one.
All right, we're gonna try an experiment.
Okay.
All right, so this is just a trial run. This is going to give you a kind of an example of what we're going to be doing.
Oh, no. Are we doing it?
We're going to try it.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, just bear with me. Bear with me.
Circle K, Guadalupe. This is Sierra. How may I help you?
Hi, Sierra. This is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're doing a trivia question contest. We're going to see if Circle K people are a little bit more intelligent than the QT people.
Okay.
Would you agree to answer a trivia question?
I actually can't right now. We're a little busy.
We only got one question. It'll take 10 seconds.
All right.
There's 50 states in the United States of America. Would you agree?
Yes.
However, how many U.S. capitals are there?
Like capitals of like the states?
Yeah, how many state capitals are there?
50, yeah.
Very good. All right. You got it right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to call QT and see if they're any smarter or less smarter than you are. Congratulations on getting it right.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you go.
She was not happy.
No. No. But she got it right.
One to Circle K for common sense.
Yeah. I actually asked for U.S. capitals
right,
to throw her off.
Specifically.
And then she changed it to state capitals.
Right.
Because there's only one U.S. capital.
Right.
But I played with her for anyway. So anyway.
Well, you know, I can't believe she stayed on. I thought we were going to get the hang up. She was looking for a prize. She was.
Well,
her prize was she got to go back to work.
Her prize is advice. Don't feed the chickens.
Don't choke the chicken.
Don't choke the chickens. Yeah.
Wow. That's first go round was pretty quick. We're going to have a script or something so we can just bap, bap, bap.
You know, she's telling her friends all about the pops and lotion. Exactly. See, now Jen gets it. That's right. All right. Let's try something here.
Uh-oh. Pops is playing with the sound features here.
That's right.
Be prepared. I don't know what's going to come out of these
speakers. All right, so we're going to try a QT call now. Same question.
Oops. And we have silence.
There's the correct answer.
Ding. All right.
All right, so talk
about yourself. She said call the QT, word of mouth marketing.
That's right. Call the QT. That's right.
She said you may get more or less viewers. I'll be honest, every week that you guys are on, I'm shocked. So, you know.
That's right. You know,
Mayo and Miracle Whip, those aren't even the same things.
Ooh, but she's asking, which is better.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's not even the same thing.
No, that's not true. People are going to make, they're going to make their egg salad or chicken salad or tuna salad.
They shouldn't, though.
One or the other.
It's not the same thing. Mayo is mayo. Miracle Whip is some other
salad weird dressing.
Yeah, basically.
It's similar, though. It's similar.
It's not. It's gross.
All right, now, I did, just so you know, I did call a Circle K from this part of town.
Call the QT on Power.
The QT on Power Road?
Right there on Power.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Circle K was so busy, but they answered.
Customer service on point.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, they'll answer. It's QT. They will answer.
They have to.
They have to.
That's right.
Well, I'm shocked.
Well, it must be busy. It is a Saturday night.
He said forfeit.
Give it up. That's what I said. Yeah, that's right. All right, so we'll...
They're being robbed, Pop said. They're in the middle of a... Wow.
All right, so let's go deeper. We'll go deeper into Mesa because you never know what's going to happen. The deeper into Mesa you go...
Sketchier.
That's right. Oh, Country Club. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
You know where that's at.
Right in the heart of all the death.
You know where that's at.
Right in the heart of all the tweakers.
Fail. Yeah, that's going to be part of it. Part of it is a failure. We're going to have more questions, too.
Yeah.
Quay Trade 402, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. We have a trivia question for you, if you're willing to play the game.
No, I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Oh, Luke.
I don't know. It's the Quick Trip store, so.
That's right. This is just one simple trivia question, and what we're doing is we're having Quick Trip to see how many questions you can get right versus the Circle K employees, and so far you guys are winning.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Fine. That's cool.
All right. We got one question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So in the United States, there are 50 states. That's correct, right?
Okay.
Okay. How many state capitals are there?
How many state capitals are there?
Correct.
I have no clue. I'm trying to think about that. It's a hard question.
That's fine. Just take a guess.
I don't know, 14?
14 was close. We were looking for 7.
7?
Yep.
You're lying. No way. Oh, I should always go with my gut instinct. I was going to say 7, I swear.
Well, you know, that's maybe next time, but you were so close. I mean, 7 and 14, they divide into one another, so you were close. I appreciate you being a good sport, and have a very good weekend, okay?
All right, thank you, sir. You have a good one.
You take care, Luke.
All right, thank you.
That was the greatest sequence. He said, oh, I should have went with my gut instinct. No, asshole, you shouldn't have.
Luke, don't trust your gut instinct.
Geez.
Moving forward, don't do that.
You know what that is, people? That's public education.
Anytime you've got to make a decision, Luke.
I'm disappointed.
You need to maybe get some advice from some other people.
Oh, my gosh.
He was wrong twice.
We're calling Country Club for everything. I know for a fact up North Country Club, they got a 7-Eleven. Bob said Luke is in the right profession. Oh, God.
Yeah, until he's got to make change.
He said, I'm thinking 14. Oh, Common Core. There you go, Kyle. Jeez.
I swear.
I knew that. I knew it was 7.
See, the deeper you get into Mesa, the closer you get to Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh. To be fair, okay, you're posed with a question like that, you really start overlooking the common sense of it. You start getting analytical for no reason. State capitals, how many? But, bro, state capitals, states? You literally said it in the same damn sentence. Do the QT and Buckeye. Oh, God.
Well, there you go.
Dave, up earlier, it's a little bit higher. He said AJ. We got to do Apache Junction, too. How many tweakers are currently in front of your store?
Well, there you go. So that's going to be a fun little segment.
Yeah, so that's going to be a clip that we'll have to look forward to. Yeah. You know what? We're going to clip that piece out, and we'll use it to promote that upcoming segment.
Yeah, we're going to put that on the Instagram.
On the IG.
Yeah, on the gram.
No, we got to put that on the Facebook.
We'll put it on the Facebook
on
and the gram.
YouTube.
And the YouTube. We'll do it all.
We got to get our own Pops and Low gram, though.
So just so you know, there's people that think there's 14 state capitals.
And these are the people...
And he said it was a tough question. That was a good
tough
question.
Tough question.
That's a tough question.
The toughest.
The toughest of tough questions.
Man, this is real life right now.
But did you like how I talked him into answering the question? Because he was ready to bail on us.
You did. And you know what that is, people?
That's sales.
That's your fan favorite car dealership salesman right there. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I guess that's about it. I mean, I'm out of material.
We could sit here and ramble for hours. And guess what?
Yeah.
All you poor suckers would probably listen.
Well, maybe I'll break out.
We appreciate it.
I might break on the way to Pittsburgh. I may break out the phone and do some man on the street type stuff.
I'm saying you need to.
Yeah, all across this country.
Dude, just make it a voice memo. We'll add it in there.
Absolutely, we will.
I can't believe he said 14 and then you'd convince him to say 7.
We were looking for 7. Oh, I should have trusted my gut.
What? Your gut said 7? Where did the number come from? What 7 states did you think specifically in capitals?
Jen says, I can't even right now. I think that was seriously so methodical.
Yeah.
Pops. Well done.
You're a little too natural at conniving people. Starting to worry. There's things I'm learning about you on this show that I wish I could unlearn.
That's the problem. You just can't. You can't unsee it.
Size 6 shoe and all.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Jeez.
The only way you're going to go viral is to get out your phone, Pops.
And that just be, I think that man on the street, I think the phone.
Yeah.
Look, people, can you name, that should have been, yeah, can you name the 7 state capitals? Oh, that would be great. Purposely making ass out of people.
That's right. Well, you know, his first answer would have been Mesa.
Right.
Because that's where he's at. One,
Mesa, it's like, the capital of Arizona.
I'm right here. We're going to go with Mesa.
Where is the state capital located? Country Club. Yeah, right on Country Club up right here. There. Right across the street, as a matter of fact, next to the McDonald's. That's
right. Right off the 60. Right off the 60. Jeez. So that ought to be fun. Should we try another one?
You know what?
Maybe go with a Circle K more in a city?
No, let's go for a 7-Eleven.
Ooh, 7-Eleven.
I'm telling you, do the 7-Eleven on Country Club. It's right there.
Who has a good question? Well, I'll do the same question. We'll keep it fair.
Yeah, we'll see what they have to say. Across the board.
Because I'll be honest with you, I thought that was so simple. I didn't think anybody was going to get it wrong.
Oh, God.
So 50%.
Jeez.
50%.
Strike one for QT and one up for Circle K.
Oh, my goodness. How do they even find their way to
work.
How
do you breathe?
How do you breathe?
Every day. Do you have to remind yourself? Jeez.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves here. We're going to look up a 7-Eleven.
We're going to look at 7-Eleven there in Mesa, right down. Oh,
there's
the
one in Gilbert.
Look up the Mesa one. I'm telling you, it's right.
There's
up the
one in Apache Junction.
Do it. That's even better.
Yeah, there is one in Apache Junction.
Yeah, dude. He's sitting there at the rest of his shift going, state capitals, which states?
Oh, it's closed today.
Yeah, it's probably closed permanently.
Yeah, that's probably the
case.
That's probably the case.
What a shame. An Apache Junction 7-Eleven, you think that'd be right fitting in.
7-Eleven. Let's see. Let's try
to think of some other prominent names. So luckily for those people, their autonomic nervous system does the hard work for them.
Oh, there's one on Dobson.
Oh, that's...
Or yeah. Alma School.
Alma School.
We'll go Alma School.
How about what are the two capitals in the U.S.? Jeez.
All right, let's give it a call. All right, everybody quiet.
Shut up.
Be quiet. Shut your mouth. We lost a viewer. That's
great. Thanks, guys.
He might be, Kelly. She what? Says, I wonder if he's telling people.
I wonder if, I mean, I'm not shocked they're not picking up.
No, it could be a war zone down there.
People could be fighting for their lives.
All right, that's not going to work. Oh, my goodness.
What was that, the fax machine?
Sounds like a fax machine.
That's what we were calling? No wonder nobody answered.
All right, let's go back to the Circle K.
I want to just call that QT again, see if we get a different employee.
Oh, there's a Circle K on Country Club.
We're doing it.
Yeah, let's give them a call.
I called all the other stores and said, the answer is 7 if they call in. We're in a contest right now, people. Get it together. He's calling corporate right now.
Apparently, the gas station.
Thank you for calling Circle K. This is Manny. How may I help you?
Hey, Manny. This is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, good. We're doing a trivia contest. It's Circle K employees against the QT.
Oh, awesome!
All right. I want to ask you one simple question, trivia question, and you get one answer. You got it. And you can't let anybody there help you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. There are 50 states in the United States. Correct.
Correct.
How many state capitals are there?
50.
All right. He got it right.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Now, just so you know, the last person, Luke from the QT, his guess was 14.
Well, that's quite a guess. I'll have to tell him that much.
So, good job. Have a great night. Thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
I don't know about you people, but my opinion of Circle K, okay, has drastically driven up.
That's right.
Because all their employees have been friendly.
Yeah.
And they've all been 100%. And granted, it's only two, but yeah, you know.
That's right.
So the QT. With the pause, Kyle said he did pause for a minute. Yeah. But you know why? It's because he's like, I'm not an idiot. I know this answer. It's not 14 or 7.
All right. So we got to do one more QT. And I know we're losing viewers, and I apologize for that.
It's okay, guys. Just jump off whenever you want. We'll be here for whenever.
That's right. That's right. So let's look up a QT. What do you say on Southern Avenue in Tempe?
Southern
in Tempe. So this is probably college students working there.
Probably.
Right, right, right.
Hopefully uneducated ones.
All right, and we're calling a QT. And we're going to ask the same question, and then we're going to call it a night for the...
Hello, Scooter 460, I'm helping you.
Yeah, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, yourself?
Good. What? Do you got a first name, my friend?
How's it going, man?
I'm sorry? I didn't catch your name.
I think you put us on hold.
Are we on hold?
I think the receiver is set down.
Hmm. Uh-oh, somebody's stealing something. Are you there?
Either that or the place is burning down.
One or the other. Or there's a lot of carbon monoxide.
CO2 poisoning.
Well, he lost his chance. Lost his chance.
Loser.
Unbelievable. Well, unbelievable.
I think we get the picture here, Pops.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Should we try one more? I don't know which one I called, but we'll try Broad. Did we try Broadway and Mesa? I don't think we did. All right. This is the last chance for a quick trip to
make up their points.
Make up their points. They're losing what? 2-0.
At least.
It's two.
I'll be honest, they're losing a lot more than 2-0. Their dignity.
It's 14-7.
Man. 14-7.
They're getting robbed. You know, maybe Saturday night at a convenience store is a rough time to call.
It's COVID. Nobody's doing anything.
That's true. Oh, well. You know, you can't win them all.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
QT's down 0-2.
Yeah, they're down. One was a forfeit. You got to call that a forfeit.
Yeah.
You put the phone down. Didn't even play.
Yep. That's not a bad idea.
Give them a gift card.
From the opposite gas station. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Oh, they're not even in service.
Oh, that's even a... Oh, well. No wonder people don't answer.
Better indicator.
Well, what we'll do in the future, this will be planned better. I'll have all the phone numbers ready to go.
And then we'll just...
It's going to be bang, bang, bang. We're going to have 3 questions for each contestant. And we're going to keep score.
Should we do 3 questions though? Because I don't know if we'll be able to keep them that long.
We'll see.
We'll have to plan that accordingly.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, they're too busy studying their atlas.
I'm saying that word's going to get around.
Maybe I should ask them where the Coleca. What is it? Coleca?
Sure.
Where's that?
We
located?
Don't know at this point. But the anus on a chicken.
Where would you find the Coleca?
Quacla. Yeah.
Quacla. Anyway, this is the Pops and Low Radio Show. Thanks for participating. You guys make it fun, and it would be extremely boring without listeners.
Man, it would just be us laughing at Colecas the whole time.
That's right. Chicken butts. What's up?
Chicken booty holes.
What's up? No. Chicken butt.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it for the Pops and Low Radio Show. I look forward to seeing everybody this coming weekend. I can't wait. Instead of telling them you're on a radio show, Tell them you're in a cash cab and using their mobile shout out.
Is that even still a thing?
You guys are great. That's funny, Kyle. I love the cash cab. It's right next to the Monster Energy drink, sir.
Oh, man.
That's exactly right.
That's a QT answer.
Well, I look forward to seeing everybody this coming weekend. You guys stay safe. God bless. And that's it, right?
Yes, sir.
That's our big sign-off.
Get out of here.
Brilliant.
Bye. See ya. Peace out.
Later now.